The University of New Hampshire is number one. After a pair of wins over UMass Lowell this past weekend, two national polls now rank the Wildcats first in the nation in men's hockey. To learn more, we turn to Alan Lessels. He covers the team for the Union Leader. Alan, great to talk with you again.
Good talking to you, Brady.
Was this team supposed to contend for number one this year?
You know, I don't know if many people thought they'd be number one in the country, you know, certainly at this point in the season, but they were supposed to be a pretty good team. They had a really good finish to last year. Last year was a very disappointing season, the first time in more than a decade that they've been finished with a record under 500, but they were playing very well at the end of the season, you know, and they knew they had some pretty good people back, and they really were playing with a gritty style, gritty being, they were working hard, playing hard at the end of last season, and some people thought they'd be pretty good this year.
Well, what has been working for them? What accounts for that turnaround from the disappointment last year to where they are now?
Well, I think it's they've been playing very well defensively most of the season. I mean, their goaltender has been outstanding, Casey DeSmith. He's a sophomore now out of Rochester, New Hampshire. He started playing really the second half of last season, had a very good second half of the season, and kind of came in this year and it just took off. I mean, he's been playing very well. The defense in front of him has been playing very well. So they aren't allowing a lot of goals, which is obviously a good thing when you're playing hockey.
There are plenty of games left in the regular season. What teams might keep the Wildcats from keeping this number one ranking before the playoffs start up in the spring?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, college hockey is one of those things. When they start in early October, and if they go as far as they can, they'll be playing in April. So it's a tremendously long season. So it really doesn't, it's nice to be number one right now, but it doesn't matter overall. As far as who's out there, I mean, Boston College, UNH just replaced up Boston College at the top of the rankings, but Boston College won the national championship last year, has won several national championships in the last couple of years, and is a very good team again this year. One of the interesting things is UNH is, in the next few weeks, they see three or four of the very best teams that certainly have a chance to knock them off, and that starts on Thursday night with Boston University in Durham.
Now, we've been talking about men's hockey. What is the state of the UNH women's team this season? How are they doing?
They're not doing as well. They've had a lot of success in the past. The last couple of years have been tough years for the UNH women, and they're trying to build back up. They've got a pretty young team. You know, they had a good win against Northeastern on Sunday, but overall, they've got some steps to take.
Well, Alan, thanks as always.
Great talking to you, Brady.
Alan Lessels covers sports for the New Hampshire Union Leader.